The Lord said to me, I've learned some things during this time. The Lord said to me, I want you from this day forward just to minister from the inside. Don't let nobody face, nobody outside, nobody dullness, nobody who are not ready for it. I want you to minister it from your heart totally and stay on the inside where the law of attraction is working and not come on the outside because you're going to run into the law of distraction. So I'm tuning into the Holy Ghost tonight, and I'm going to do three things. We're going to pray, prayer. I'll lay out a few principles, and then I'll give you a prophecy about framing your health with the Word of God. How to frame supernatural health in your body. How to frame supernatural health in your body. It's threefold. It's not just spiritual. It's soulish and it's physical. The three have to come together to have the God kind of help. So it's not just prayer, you see, because there are some moral laws, dietary laws, and there are some ceremonial laws that you have to fulfill in order to walk in supernatural help. So I said, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray three things: that you see, that you hear, four things that you understand, that you do. Father, in Jesus' name, tonight in this Bible lesson, let revelation knowledge flow. Open every inner eye, inner ear. Open an inner understanding. And then let us walk it out. Let us be doers. Thank you for the abiding word. Thank you for the abiding anointing. And thank you for abiding faith. I know you are present. I know there's men and women listening to me all over the world, churches, ministers. I thank you for each one of them. I thank you for every minister. I thank you for every politician. I thank you for our president and governors who and mayors who are working. Let them be in harmony. Let nothing come between them. I thank you, Father, that we coming out, but we don't want to come out as fast as you tell us to come out. We thank you. This church is abiding in your word. I thank you for taking care of us, and I praise you and I honor you. As we go into this word tonight, let us enjoy your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated because you want to write some of this thing down. Some of the principles that we're going to have to deal with is you're going to have to know there's moral laws and dietary laws and ceremonial laws. One of the first things I wrote, the Spirit told me write as a principle, deal with food addiction. Ask the Lord to help you to deal with food addiction. Probably the thing that you lack most is the thing that's keeping you from being healthy. Deny your body the right to be sick through ignorance. Deny your body the right to be sick through ignorance. Number three, know this, as I minister from the word of God tonight. Deliverance, watch tense I'm using now, has come to the body of Christ. It's already there. Deliverance from all sickness, all disease, all demon power has already come to the body of Christ. This is so important. The next principle is download in your soul the truth. Once you download in your soul the truth, it's all over. Download in your soul the truth. Listen carefully, because there are some people who've been dealing with things for a long time. This next principle is so important. All damage in your body can be fixed. You heard me? So no matter how long you've been dealing with it, no matter how bad it had become, all damage in your body can be fixed. Two more. Demon power is not greater than the blood of Jesus. So, I mean, they're behind sickness and disease, but they don't have that kind of power. The blood is the most powerful thing. And then this last principle I want you to check, then I'm going to give you this prophecy the Lord gave me, then I'm going to give you the text we're going to go from tonight. The prophecy is real strong. I have to read it slow. But he said prayer, principles, and then prophecy. You know, I never heard nobody preaching like that, but that's what he told me to do. When it come to your health, and it's very important now that you can't be sleeping on this, you can't be sleeping in it. Do it from the inside, and it will abide. Do it from the inside, and it will abide. In other words, it can't be taken from you. Once you learn how to receive and activate your help from the inside, it will never be taken from you, because it's supernatural premises. Ooh, I love that, supernatural premises. Now, prophetically, when I go to preparing these messages, it'd be early in the morning, the Lord wake me up, and I'd be writing an outline, and then he'd give me I hear a sentence, and I know it's a signal for me to listen and start writing. So here's how the prophecy goes. If you talk about framing your health with the word of God, how far, Jesus said, or the Lord said, are you willing to go in the spirit about your health? That's part of the prophecy. You have been fighting on the outside, trying to get there to no avail. To prevail in your health, or to prevail in health, you must know how to operate, now listen very carefully, in your total man. By the Holy Spirit giving instruction. A new day of health is awakening in you now. It is never too late in the realm of the supernatural. Miracles, signs, and wonders of health are waiting to flow in your body as you obey divine direction. Be confident of this glorious fact. You will not be stopped or disappointed this time. Remember, I can do it suddenly, straightway, or immediately. Let me handle that part. I will see you in your healthy place. I mean, I enjoyed that when the Lord starts speaking, you know. Now let's deal with framing your health with the word of God. We know to do that, the total man has to be involved. We know we have to know how to see, how to hear, how to understand, and then be a doer of the word. We know that much. This text began, and I won't leave it out because I think it got some significance in it. I want to go to some other texts to show you something. But in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus was in temptation. He was led by the Spirit, and he was full of the Spirit. So for your health, you're going to have to be led by the Spirit, and you're going to have to be full of the Spirit, and you just can't take care of your health in the physical dimension. And that, I think that's what the problem is. You just can't take care of it in the spiritual dimension. I think that had been the problem, but you know, we have prayed and laid hand on you for hundreds of years, and the church still in deficit. I think you must understand that the total man must be involved, and that for your health, the soul is very important. Understanding how the soul functions, understand how to function in your soul has a lot to do with your physical health. So here Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, in that temptation, and this how to deal with the temptations of being sick. Jesus said, he had an answer for him. You got to have an answer for him. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Now notice, for man to live physically, he needs bread. But what kind of bread? See, men will have to learn what's good for you, what's good to you, what's not good for you, what's not good to your health. You must ask the Lord. I wrote a statement. Wait a minute. See, I think I told you, remove all addiction. Yeah, all right. Yeah, deal with food addiction. I see it right over there. But this scripture, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Now, there's a Psalm, what is Psalm 120, where he sent his word to heal us. Huh? Yeah, he sent his word to heal us. So God's word has healing in it, but it also, we never addressed it, but God's word has health in it. All right? Now, when we talk about framing our health with the word of God, I have a scripture, very important. I wrote a book on that scripture, but I want to take you to the physical aspect of the importance of this. Psalm 139:14. We have to ponder this, and why at the end of this verse he says, my soul knows right well. It seemed like my physical body cannot produce health by itself. There's too much opposition. It has to receive instruction. I have to be conscious. There's an inward consciousness that I have of health. The psalmist says, I will praise thee. Now, the next three words make me nervous because so many people don't know about them. It's the next three words bespeak, you listening? Yes, your being, not becoming. We have to work from our being for our health. We can't work from becoming healthy. Health is a divine right that is already yours and already paid for. But it functions in your being. In him we live. We move. And we have our being. See. When we get to 3 John 2, John said it, I'm going to read it. John said, be in health. He didn't say, become healthy. See, so as far as your total man is concerned, you already got it. It's the physical man acting a jack by itself. You got to pull it back in and give it divine instruction to have the unction to function properly with all three parts. We're talking about framing your health with the word of God. So that scripture says, go back to Psalm 139, verse 14, because it's so powerful. Now, I want you to put in your notes by Psalm 139:14, body. Body, it's the abilities, is the ability that God has placed in your body. But your body cannot function right without your soul. See, your body is unconscious. Your soul has to give your body consciousness. Your body don't even know what belongs to it. But it's designed by God, in this 139 verse 14, it's designed by God to heal itself. Yes, that's why the psalmist said, I will praise thee, for I am I got the "for I am" and I got stuck, right? For I am, your being. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. What are you talking about? Marvelous are thy work. What is he saying? He's saying, I've given you cells. I've given you system in your body. One of the things that we are dealing with now is the immune system. But I put all those things in your body. If your body get the right information and the right nutrition, it will stay healthy because you have a covenant of a long, satisfied life. Everybody who's sick in my family have not paid attention to what kind of body I gave them. They don't even know it. I told them in Romans 12:1, I told them, present that body to me. They presented that body, presented that body to everybody but me, everything but me. And therefore, I'm held unaccountable for what, how they come out. See, that's the body. You got that physical? Now, 3 John 2. Look at 3 John 2. And I'll begin to give you some words. 3 John 2. Now, 3 John 2 talking about your soul. See, body, soul. Romans 12, 1-3, we're back to it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, we're back to it. Hebrews 4:12, we're back to it. They must be divided, and they must, each one must be directed properly. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. I said, if you're walking health, each one, each part of your total being must be directed properly. They cannot, now there's two type of division. We'll get to it in a few moments. I'll talk about this soul in a minute. What part this soul play. Beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. What make your soul prosper? Truth about the subject. Truth about the subject you're dealing with from the word of God. Yes, not from man. See, we done got out there and think health come through man. And we run the man about everything. But we have to let revelation, insight, and illumination, inspiration from the Almighty God to show us how to frame our health with the word of God. It's there. You got a body can do it. You got a soul can do it. And you know you got a spirit can do it. Go to Hebrews 4:12 now. Hebrews 4:12. Got to walk through this. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 4:12. See, what I was about to tell you is we're divided wrong. We're divided wrong. Satan have divided us. No, you as an individual. I'm not talking about a group. I'm not talking about two men divided or two women divided. I'm talking about Satan have divided us wrong on purpose because he know if we become one, our spirit, soul, and body become one, we're just like God. See, a house divided should not stand. Temple, house, that's your body. So he came, he came and divided us from our total being. And therefore, we got ourselves separated. We got something physical, we deal over here physical, trying to work with it physical. And then we got something in our mind, we try to deal with it here. Then we over here, we're trying to build ourselves up in the spirit. For the word of God is alive. See? It's alive with help. It's powerful with help. It's and sharper than a two-edged sword. It piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. And of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner. Now, nobody says yet at the end of that verse. And is a discerner of the thought and intents of the heart. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the soul. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the inner man. See, the inner man got to be in there on it for it to come out right. All right. Now, notice scripture after scripture tonight. Notice Hebrews in chapter 11, verse 3. I wrote a book on this, but it's powerful. And if you're looking for something in the wrong place, you most likely won't find it. And I think to a large degree, the church been looking in wrong places, not everybody, but been looking in the wrong places for many years, and to no avail, because we have more people sick in the body of Christ than outside. That shouldn't be. And we and these messages that I'm bringing in this demonical setup time, only the divine can answer this stuff. Only those who have divine direction at this time are not fearful. They get stronger and stronger because they know that there's a supernatural being. Now notice this. Through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. That the worlds were framed by the word. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You understand that? See, that's the scripture. You frame your health by nothing else. You frame it by the word of God. The word of God will tell you where to go, who to see, who not to see, what to eat, what not to eat, etc. What to think, what not to think, etc. Now listen to this. The word of God is the carrier of health. And if it's attended to properly, it will never fail to produce health. I'll give you that again. See, once the word of God, once you understand the word of God about your health, nothing can stop you from being healthy, because he's going to instruct you about what to eat. He's going to instruct you about what to think. The word of God is going to take the total man and bring him together. And when a total man come together in Christ, he's God. Everything got to obey him. Demons got to bow. Angels start flying. Power start moving. Glory starts stirring up. And your health be in the glory. Your health be in the glory world. And nobody can stop health when it hit the glory world. Go back to your body. What kind of body he give you? Go back to the instruction about your soul. Go back to the instruction about make sure your faith activated properly. The word of God is the carrier of health. I like that. I don't know if you like that. I like that. The health within the word of God is health. It's a carrier. And if attended to properly, it will never fail to produce health. And I looked, and he said to me while I was writing, he says, tell them, health is God's will for you. Look at this and listen and understand the healing and health power in the word. Turn to Hebrews 2, verse 4. Look at this and listen and understand the healing and health power in the word. When you bring all three together, you can't pray and don't eat right. You can't pray, eat right, and don't think right. All three got to be together. Are you following me? Again, I said, look at this and listen and understand the healing and health power in the word when it is mixed with faith. It's in there, but it cannot be extracted. It cannot be activated. It cannot manifest. It cannot demonstrate if there's not somebody who know the truth. And that's why I'm trying to bring this all to you, that it can be mixed with faith. Let's go to, well, we can read that, but we're going to go to Hebrews 4, 1 and 2. That's why it said the word preached to them didn't profit nothing, because they didn't mix it with faith. Don't care how good the message is, don't care how good the messenger is, don't care how anointed the truth is, if you sit there and just listen to do your duty and not understanding that God is speaking to you in the midst of this crisis, telling you how to walk in health. Now, too late. You start eating right now. Start praying right now. Start praying right now. But they all must go together. Go to Hebrews 4. And I want you to see this. Lord, have mercy. May the body of Christ be helped. Amen. You see, I could preach a masterpiece here tonight. But if you not participating on the inside, it's just going to be a college lecture. Yeah, you're just going to have some academic understanding about your body, your soul. But if you want to go in the spirit, I feel the Holy Ghost coming now. You want to go in? I want to go in the spirit. I want the presence of God to penetrate this place, that when the saints come back, they're going to come back shouting. In Hebrews 4, I want to say something here before I read these verses. I may have to preach this one day, but there's a health rest. There's a place you can get that you can rest in health. Right now, that's what every believer need to be doing when all is going around. They need to be resting in health because their immune system's strong. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into this health rest. I added that, you see. And if you should seem to come short of it. Ooh, we've been coming short of health in the church for I don't know how many years. I know I came in for them short of health. I've been there for preaching for over 4 decades. I come in, find help. You know, I've been searching for it, and thank God I found it. Thank God, Word of Life can't say I didn't teach him. Right. Thank God, Word of Life was already taught about this crisis. That's right. Now notice verse 2. It's not just about the ministers ministering. It's about your partaking. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them. But the word preached did not profit them. You mean to tell me you're going to let me stand up here tonight and teach you how to frame your health with the word of God and not going to apply faith, not going to meditate it, not going to go over it? You're just going to sit there and take your medicine? You're not going to believe God talking to you and he's sending his word tonight as medicine for your body? Happened so often. Happened to Apostle Paul. It happened to Apostle Leroy. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as to them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. I see it, Lord. I got it. Go to 1 Thessalonians. I'm going to show you something. Go to 1 Thessalonians. I'm going to tell you what kind of gospel I'm preaching. You need to see this in two places. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. Don't care how strong it is if you don't mix it with faith. Paul said here to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 1, 5, for our gospel came not to you in word only. You see that? How it can, Paul, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost. Uh-huh. And in much assurance, that can't get it done, it can't be done. As you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. The wisdom of help. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The wisdom of help. The hidden wisdom. The mystery of wisdom of health is being presented to you by preaching a gospel like this on a Wednesday night. Huh?
Yes, sir.
I wish Bridget was here. She would answer me. Stand on our feet and shout. Y'all kind of quiet. I might just let Bridget come. Be one of Bridget be here. First Corinthians, help me in here. First Corinthians 2. First Corinthians chapter 2. Notice what Paul said in the fourth verse, the apostle talking, and my speech and my preaching was not in enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit and of power that your faith, we're talking about your health now, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. That's where we at. We got our faith in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, complete, matured, that they can hear it. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom about health, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Which none of the princes of the world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. I tell you, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I saw this. I'm looking at it. I'll be able to get into it. I won't be able to go far, so like I'm going to do a part two of this one. Go to Matthew chapter 8. Let's see a vivid insight on framing your help with the word of God. Jesus did it, Matthew chapter 8. Jesus did it throughout the scripture. But there had to be, oh, glory, there had to be somebody there, yes, was willing to mix it with faith.
Right.
Yeah. You know, he said you can't do nothing without faith. Hebrews 11 and 6, without faith it's impossible to please him. But if you ever find somebody with faith, and listen to what I'm about to say, and believe that they can live in hell, the world have smothered us so much with their junk. In the church, with all the powerful promises and revelation of God and lessons on health and healing, many in the church still think they got to go through what they're going through. I declare that God say you'll be turned loose tonight.
Amen.
I can't do it. The Holy Spirit, you got to take faith. You got to act on the word. Man, look in the perfect law of liberty and forget what a man of man he is. And James, I'm going to preach that about health, falls over it. But what did I tell you, Tony?
Matthew 8.
I want to see this. I'll talk about this a few minutes, then I'll close in Matthew 8. But here we're going to have a vivid picture of the word framing health. We're also going to get a picture of somebody who trusted the Lord enough by faith to do it. Even though, Lord, you had to go to my house. I know if you say it. And he sent it all over this book. He spoke to John, beloved, I wish above all things that you be in health. He said that, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
This, I've preached from this story many times. It'll make you happy because here we see the act, Matthew 8, of speak the word only. If that worked more than one time, in the scripture I got the nobleman's son also, was about a spoken word, and when the nobleman checked, when he got home, he asked him what time my son was healed. And he come together, it was the same time Jesus had spoken. I'm looking from these series and from these attacks that we've gone through, I'm looking for some immediate, suddenly, straightway help. I'm looking for God to say, all right, you're going to believe me. I'm going to bypass all the other junction. I'm going to take you straight there.
That's right.
That's the gospel, you know.
Yep.
That's the way it happened in the gospel. When Jesus spoke, it wasn't no delay. It happened right then. I see myself totally healthy. Matter of fact, I am healthy. Woo, but good God, I didn't say I'm healthy. I said I'm healthy. Now, you said that, whoever said that, instruction gonna come. Instruction to stop the destruction. You're not going to be able to do this yourself. It's too many strings pulling you the other way. Only the Holy Spirit going to be able to help you to walk in divine health. Man, somebody listen to me. Somebody getting it. I got this. There, it's beautiful. In Matthew 8:5, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. A lot of people hurting, you know. And look at the response of Jesus in the 7th verse. He, when somebody come to him, he said, Jesus said to him, I will come. He didn't ask him how bad his condition was, you know, what else. He said, I'd come and heal him. You talking to me? I'll come and heal him. The centurion answered, said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof. But what did this man say? But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Wow. He mixed it with faith. That's all you got to do to the word. Mix it with faith. Once you mix that word with faith, manifestation going to come and demonstration going to come. I'm going to give you another word now. You never heard it before. You are not to create. Creation is over. But you ought to cause incarnation.
Yes. Wow.
That the word becomes flesh.
Yeah.
You have that authority.
Yes, sir.
You have that authority to take this word and make it become flesh.
Yes,
and that flesh will be your health. Wake up, son.
Yes,
that flesh will be your help. Hey!
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord Jesus. He said, speak the word only. Now, notice he understood the authority realm. That's what we got to do. Write this down. I have to understand the authority realm of health. That I can live. I can live in authority over my health with the word. Are you following me?
Yep.
The Holy Ghost talking to me. There's an authority realm of health in the word. Once I mix it with faith, the authority kick in. The opponent don't stand a chance. Cancer, I don't care what it is. Don't stand a chance. Once I recognize that an authority realm of the word and mix my faith with it, I'm going to my healthy place.
Yeah,
he said, if I'm a man, verse 9, I'm almost through, under authority, having soldiers under me. Every damnable thing is under the authority of Jesus. Under the authority of the blood. Under the authority of the cross.
That's right.
We get it right. And release our faith. Whatever it is. At the name of Jesus. Every knee must bow. And every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. So I declare tonight, I want you to declare, Jesus is the Lord of my health. So I will live from this night forward under the lordship of Jesus' help. Wow. All sickness and disease right now are trembling and jumping because they know they don't have a chance. For I'm under authority of heaven, soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he go, and to another come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and it doeth it. In other words, he's saying to Jesus, I know whatever your word says, everything in every way and everybody got to obey it. Look at verse 10. Oh, Jesus almost fell out. Jesus was so happy. He liked Jesus, if he could have possible, Jesus would have fell out. Fainted. He said, and when Jesus heard it, what? You mean to me, you believe me this much? What? What? You got a translation there? So, well, I thought it was a translation. What? How many people online, boy? Y'all back there asleep? What? When Jesus heard it, he marveled. That man's faith caused Jesus to marvel. And said to them that followed, verily I say to you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Oh, we can't quit reading now. Oh, no, we got to get to the glory part. We got to get to the shouting part. You ready to shout? Glory to God. I mean, let the word become real to you. It's not a story. It's a revelation that is still alive. And it could happen right now. Somebody with that sickness on their body right now could be hearing this word, and all of a sudden, Jesus, cover that bed. I found no so great faith. And I say to you, verse 11, that many shall come from the east and the west, shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, because they won't follow, you see. There shall be weeping and gnashing. And Jesus said unto the centurion. Mm-hmm. You looking at it? Look at it. Look at verse 13. I want y'all to see it. And Jesus said, but now, here's a combination of the centurion and Jesus. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. See, your being lives in a so be category. When you operate your faith, you get a revelation, you operate your faith, because I am, I can, I will, I have. Let me close. Go thy way, as thou believe, so be done. Oh my goodness, look at the end of verse 13. Look at the end of verse 13. Matthew 8:13. Remember what he said in the verse 8, the centurion answered and said, Lord, he called him Lord, didn't he? Yep. I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but I'm worthy that he come under my roof. Because of Christ. If he come to him, he said he thought he wasn't worthy. How much more would he come when I know I am worthy? Yeah. Because of the blood of the Lamb, because of what Jesus did for me. Right. So I'm worthy to be healthy. He said, the centurion answered voice 8, said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word on it. But speak the word on it. And then he said, and my servant shall be healed. If you speak it, it ain't going to work. And then you get to the end of verse 13, and his servant was healed in the self same hour. Framing your help with the word of God. Let's read a closing text for us to be meditating on and see how powerful this is. A text that will activate all of this. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Let's just close with that. I might have to close with Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 over this whole series because it's so powerful. but it has to be attended to. You follow me? Who listening out there? Who listening? Who listening out there on the airwaves? Man? Are y'all paying attention? This God just brought this thing back for us to get further and deeper into it. Yeah, further and deeper. I mean, you can't bluff the word of God. You can't bully the word of God. You can't break the power of the word of God. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Many people are going to get healed from this message. They're listening to it over and over again because God's going to say some more things to them, you understand? Look in Proverbs 4:20. This is how you got to do it. My son, attend to my words. See, the words had to be attended to. Then incline thy ear unto my saying. See, that's your ear. Let them not depart from thy eyes. All right, you see that? That's your eye. Keep them where? In the midst of what else? So, all right, what else? Got a third thing. In a man. Imagination, but in a man. Heart, soul, and in a man. You got to keep them words in there. All right, now watch what your boy, watch what he said. Oh, yeah, I'm listening, Lord. I hear you. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Verse 21, last part of verse 21. For their life unto those that what? Find them. What do you mean by find them? No, he's not talking about looking at them. We're talking about finding. That find them. You've come to a revelation. You've come to an understanding. You've come to an insight. You've come to an enlightenment that what you see with your physical eye don't bother you no more. And help to all that flesh. I lost it again, Lord. I just lost it again. I had it. I should have went. I got it again. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. I had lost this twice, but there's something about this. And I go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and look at verse 9 and 10. And that's going to wrap it up for you to be able to understand that we're talking in another dimension. We're not talking on the outside. We're talking on the inside. Health begins in the soul. The reason you lost your health is because you lost connection with your soul. And you've been trying to take that medicine and you have not consulted your soul. And your soul will tell you what to do. Cause and effect. Cause and effect. When you don't know the things that the Lord is saying to us tonight, most people in what they're dealing with, they're dealing with the effect. The effect is on the outside. The cause got to come. Your cause is not being used, so the enemy use his cause and produce an effect. Once you learn that, you can come out. That's what 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10, help cometh from the inside. But it's written, I have not seen, no ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. God loved us so much, he had prepared help for us in the beginning. Talk about Psalm 139:14 again. 3 John 2. All right, goodness. Hebrews 11 and 3. So what are we talking about in my clothes? What are we talking about? What are we talking about? We said the word of God, framing your help with the word of God. There must be an attendance of the Holy Spirit in this. There must be revelation beyond the news media, beyond what people are saying, beyond what religions are saying. There must be a revelation. There must be something must unfold in you that you step out on the water in faith and know that your divine right is to live in hell. All the reports you got, mama had this, all those reports, You have to get beyond those reports. You can't get beyond them but by revelation. So hear the Spirit tell you. He says, the thing which God had prepared for them that love him. The thing that which God had prepared for them to love him. Health is one of them, right?
Yes.
Don't you believe that? Healing and health is one of them, right? Huh? Uh-huh. But God, look at the next verse now, has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. So tonight, we are set in the present from heaven under a revelation of hell. Because once something is revealed, it has to be received. After it's revealed and is received, you got to release it. You have to know tonight, in my closing, you have to know tonight that hell, through all of the religion, through all of the hand laying and all of the prophecy, you have to know tonight that health is my divine right.
That's right.
And I am the only one can activate it. People can pray for me, they can say something over me, they can prophesy, but I have to activate it and then I have to keep it. Oh my God. But God revealed them to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit says all things, yeah, the deep things of God. And so the Spirit search out your health tonight. It's a whole lot. I got a whole lot of other notes. I don't know. But your health, I said it earlier, is the Word becoming flesh. Your health is God healing his own house. God has no outside but your body. God, he told me today, Leroy, sitting right over there. He said, Leroy, I'm an inside God. I don't have no outside. The only body I have is the body of Christ. And I'm willing to take care of my body. Now, he's not talking about a bunch of people when he said, I'm willing to take care of my body. You know, he's talking about his body. Who I'm working with, who I'm working through. How you feel? I'm healthy. Even if you're sick, you're not lying. Your body's only one dimension. So if it kept lying to you, just go in your soul. And let your soul and your spirit connect, and they're going to change it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll see y'all Sunday. Y'all stay well, stay whole, stay healthy. Stay healthy. Stay healthy.